Bruchim Abayim to the sixth, I believe it's the sixth, Shia in the series of lectures of Shiurim, the oral tradition of the written law. So in the first five Shiurim, the first five lectures, we've laid a little bit the basis for understanding, Chazal's understanding of the Chumash, and the composition and construction of the text of the Chumash, as being something which Chazal understood to be commensurable to the structure and the construction of the oral law itself. And we saw, in fact, actually, that all the elements of the oral law, Chazal saw within the text of the Chumash itself. I mean, I'm operating from Chazal's point of view. It could very well be, and probably was, that actually Chazal's construction, or Chazal's, creating the structure of the oral law was in fact based itself on the Chumash, and this is a certain sense a testament to the authenticity of the tradition of the oral law, having actually viewed itself as being a continuation of the written law itself. In any case, having spoken in general terms over the last five shiurim, the previous five shiurim, this shia, number six, we're going to actually go into detail into several topics, several subjects, and we're trying to in fact, illustrate how actually a lot of the axioms and concepts that we've developed over the course of the last five shiurim can be applied in understanding actually specific topics which arise in the Chumash itself, and which, in fact, actually have been the subject of much discussion. That discussion, which I'm putting in quotation marks, will maybe leave for another time. But in any case, Hamevin Yovin, that in fact, these issues and topics have been, in fact, debated and held under much scrutiny, both by the traditional Befalshim and by the so acclaimed scholars of the text of the Pentateuch. In any case, we're going to speak now about the Korban Pesach. And the reason I chose the Korban Pesach is because the Korban Pesach, in fact, actually is a topic both in the written and the oral law, the Torah Shebichsav and the Torah Shebi'alpeh, which actually appears many, many places in the Chumash. Probably appears more in the Chumash than any other mitzvah in the Torah. And therefore, it appears in different parts of the Chumash, and it's really worthwhile for us to actually go into it and try to understand it in detail, and given the fact that much, much ink has really been spilled on this topic. Now, where does the Korban Pesach appear? Well, it appears just about everywhere. It appears in Shemois, in Perek Yud Beis, in Shemois, after HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Hazeh Lechem Rosh Chodashim, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu proceeds to command Moshe Rabbeinu on the Korban Pesach, right? Dabru al kol atas Yisrael leimor, be'esol HaKadosh Hazeh, v'yichu lahem ish set leveis ovois sel aboyos. And then it speaks about the dam, it goes on the Shtei HaMezuzos, and of course after that it says, v'ochlos habasa b'layla hazeh, tzli eish umatzes amroim yechlu. Okay, so therefore the Korban Pesach has to be eaten the tzli, and of course it has to be taken from a seh, right? And of course the pasuk goes on to say, this is pasuk test, al teichlu bimeno na uvashu vushu b'moyim, right? There's a prohibition of eating the Korban Pesach cooked, has to be roasted, ki im tzli eish roish al k'ov al kiyoboy, and then let's assume mena ad boiker, okay, and it specifies how the Korban Pesach has to be eaten. And finally, it speaks about the Yontif of Pesach, the Isra of eating chametz, and then in the next parsha, the parsha Psucha, the next parsha Pasuk Chaf Aleph, also it speaks about the Mishchu Chulachem Tzoyin Mishpachay Seichem V'Shachtu HaPasach. So once again, the Korban Pesach has to be taken from the Tzoyin, and it speaks about the sprinkling of the dam of the blood. Okay? And And then it speaks about Vayaki Zuba La Oret, Ashiyitan Hashem Lachem Kashadibe, Shabbat Avod Azai, so this Avoda has to be performed in all coming generations. So therefore, we have these two parshas which speak in detail about the Korban Pesach, in much detail about the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach is mentioned actually again in Shmos. It's mentioned in Parshas Mishpatim, when the Torah speaks about the Yomim Tovim, the other Parshas Mishpatim. So there's in addition to the, it says in Perachov Gimel, Pasuk Tezvav, it's Chakam Matzah Tishmor, and then at the very end of the commandments of the Yomim Tovim, in Pasuk Yud Ches, this is also, once again, still in Perachov Gimel, Lo Yisizbach Al Chometz Dam Zivchi, for Lo Yolin Chelu Chag Yad Boika. Okay, that's in Parshas Mishpatim, that's in Parshas Mishpatim, and that's the, and then after that the Torah speaks about the Bris. The very end of Mishpat in the Bris, that Kodesh Baruch Hu was Keres with Klai with Bnei Yisrael, and there's Zikas Adam, Sefer Bris, v'chuli v'chuli, etc. Then, at the very end of Parshat Kisisa, right, once again, after the Chet Egel, Kodesh Baruch Hu pardons Klai Yisrael, then once again there's a commandment of the Yom Tovim again, and towards the very end of the command of Yom Tovim, it speaks about, it says, and this is Perek Lamed Dalet, Pasuk of Hei, Lo Yisishchat Al Chomis Dam Zivchi Velo Yin La Boik Zivach Haka Pasach. So once again, it's not a command to the Korban Pesach. Okay, now, there are two places in the Torah which the Torah also speaks, about Pesach. One is in, of course, in Pashas Emor, right? And one is in Bamidbar. I'm not going to go into those two places, the Chumash, because we...
It's Pesach Sheni.
Right, in Akhenami. No, but also too in the Kabbonis, in Pashas Pinchas. Mm-hmm. In Pashas Pinchas, the Torah speaks about the list of Kabbonis, the different Yom Tovim, the Torah speaks of it. I'm not going to go into that right now. We have many miles to go before we sleep. Okay? But already, we've counted, I think already 7 places. But the main other place where the Torah speaks about the Korban Pesach is the fact that it's in Devarim. In Devarim, Parshas Ra'eh, right? And there, in Perek HaZayin, Pasuk Aleph, right? Shemores Chodesh Ha'Oviv Yosisa Pesach La'Hashem Elokecha Ki V'Chodesh Ha'Oviv Yosisa Hashem Elokecha Mimitzrayim Loilo. And then it says, "Vazavat the Pesach laHashem lokecha tzoyin uvokem bokem asher yivcha Hashem lachakin shemayshom." Right, and then the issue of bringing the Korban Pesach except in the Beis Hamikdash. Then in Pesach Zayin, once again still in Perek Tazayin, uvishalta v'yachalta b'mokem asher yivcha Hashem lokecha boy. Okay, now I want to start right away with noting that there's a fundamental contradiction, zira, in the psukim between the initial tzivu, well, the first place where we see that there's a tzivu of the Korban Pesach, namely in Shmos. In Shmos, in the first two parshas where we have the mitzvah of the Korban Pesach, so the Torah is very, very explicit that the Korban Pesach has to come in a kvosim in a iz, has to come from Tzoyin, right? Shepsula, right? Has come from Tzayin, and also has to be Tzli. That's clear. In fact, there's an explicit issur of cooking the Korban Pesach, right? At Kedei Katlet, there's a sugiz aruchais in Psachim that even if a Korban Pesach has been cooked, in fact, actually, is considered to be an issur and there's bittel and taroyves, etc., with regard to any Korban Pesach which has been cooked. But in addition to that, however, in Parshas Ra'eh, we have a almost what seems to be the mitzvah has, in a certain sense, expressed quite differently. First of all, once again, we're in Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Beis in Parshas Ra'eh. V'zavach te Pesach l'Hashem Elokecha, tzoyinu vokar. Already, the Korban Pesach can be brought from Bokar. And then, in addition to that, it says in Pasuk Zayin, right? Uvishalta v'yochalta b'mokem eshi yivcha Hashem lakecha bay. The Korban Pesach, we see here, there's the Torah says to cook it. It's a bishul. So we have a fundamental contradiction, certainly at least a distinction, a very pronounced distinction between the prescription of the Korban Pesach in Pashas Bay, where the Korban Pesach has to come from Tzoyin and has to be Tzli, and between the Korban Pesach in Dvorim, where in fact actually the Torah specifies Tzoyin Uvaka, and also Bishul. Okay, that's a fundamental distinction. Now, of course, it's clear to Chazal, that in fact actually the Korban Pesach, right, can only come from Tzoyin. And this is in Chazal in many places. I'm going to just quote that there's a very long mechilta in Parshas Boy, Parsha Dalet, and in Parsha Dalet. Parsha Dalet, I guess Perek Dalet or Halacha Dalet. And there are many, many drushes of Chazal, proving the fact that the Pesach has to come from the Sofim and Minna'izim, right? And not from Boka. And Chazal learned that the Boka that's being referred to in Devarim is actually for the Chagiga, right? There's a Chagiga Yudalit, right? Which is brought with the Korban Pesach. We'll discuss that another time. But in fact, we see in the Milchilta many drushes from several Tanoim, right? Proving in different ways, in fact, actually, that the Korban Pesach has to be brought only from Tzoyin and not from Boker, and that the Boker that's being referred to in Devarim is referring to the Chagiga, and that's where Rashi learns actually in Devarim too. As regards to Ubishalta, the Mechilta also, in fact, actually learns in Pasha's Boy that actually this Bishul refers actually to Sli. That in fact, actually, Tzli is also called Bishul. And in fact, one of the rayas to this is actually a pasuk in Divrei Hayomim, which speaks about the Pesach of Yoshiyahu. So there in Divrei Hayomim, Beis, it's Perek Lamed Hei. So there it says there the Loshen. The Lashon, it says, B'nai Shemran Hashem Shonu L'malchus Shiyo Nasa Pesach Hazeh. And there, one second, there, the Lashon is, well, it says, V'yashiyo B'yashiyo Pesach Lashem. Right? And, it says, in Pasuk Yud Gimel, Vayivashlo HaPesach Ba'esh Kabishpat. Ba'esh Kabishpat. So he used both Bishul Ba'esh. So, I believe I saw it in Rav David Zvi Hoffman, in his parish on Devarim. There he writes that Bishul is a general term, which means to prepare by fire. In other words, it brings a raya here from the, from Divrei Hayomim, the Bishul is not necessarily cooking. Bishul can refer to Sli too, and that's how we learn Zivashlo Pesach Ba'esh Kabishpa. In other words, basically, that Bishul is just a general term that refers to pairing something with heat. But what I want to focus a little bit more is that, so there, in the case of Bishul, we see, I think, one can understand that at least Chazal understood that Bishul referred to Esh too. And that's after Losh of the Mechilta, that Sli is also called Bishul. That's a matter of expression. But the fact is that we see that in Chazal that that it was clear that the Korban Pesach should come only from Tzoyin and not from Baka. Okay? However, this is in spite of the fact that the Mishnah, at the end I think of the of the ninth parak of Psachim, right, lists differences, right, between Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Deiris. In other words, there's not an agenda of Chazal to equate everything in Pesach Mitzrayim to Pesach Deiris. For example, the Mishnah says that Pesach Mitzrayim, the Mekach, the taking of the Korban, was from the Asiri, from the tenth, right? And in fact, actually, this is a explicit Mechilta. I'm quoting from Mechilta in Yud Beis. It says, Parsha Hey, I guess Perek Yud Beis, or Parsha Hey, Halacha Yud Beis. In the Mechilta says, V'hayolach el Mishmeres, it says, Lohitzi Pesach Doire, She Pesach Mitzrayim Mecho Be'esor, U Pesach Doire Mecho Kolzman. So Chazal are making a distinction between Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Doiris. So, it's not that there's a conspiracy and agenda of Chazal to basically whitewash discrepancies in the Chumash by saying, you know, well, it can't be that Pesach Mitzrayim is in Pesach Doiris, because we see the Chazal say explicitly, and learn actually explicitly, but die from a Pasuk, that that Pesach Mitzrayim can be distinguished from Pesach Doiris. So the question is, what did Chazal see in the Chumash, right? What did Chazal see in the Chumash, which necessitated the way they learned that Pesach Mitzrayim, that Pesach Deiris also has to be min hatzayin v'loy min avoka. In other words, from sheep and not from cattle. I think that's a proper English expression to be used. So, it is true that if a person looks at the Mechilta, and this is the Mechilta in Parsha Dalet, Halacha Dalet, so the Mechilta there brings a list of drushas, right? There's a drusha of Eliezer, there's a drusha of Rabbi Yeshaya, there's a drusha of Rabbi Nosson, there's a drusha of Rabbi Eliezer, there's a drusha of Rabbi Akiva. In other words, we see a list of drushas, different types of limudim, of Chazal. There's a drusha of Rabbi Akiva, Joshua Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel agree on this. There's a list of drushas that everybody seems to be adding their own drusha, right? Learning in their own specific way. Why, in fact, Pesach Deiris also can only come from Minhaksovim Minhaizim. And I don't want to use this expression, but the amount of drushas here, Darshuni. In other words, why did Chazal feel the need to list so many different types of drushas? A dogma, an example of this, as we see in several places, for example, in Menachos, in Sabbath Vav, Mimochas HaShabbos, and we know that there was a famous vikuach, a debate between Chazal and between the Tztukim, whether Shabbos there refers to the first day of Pesach, or whether it refers to Shabbos Bereishis. And we see that there Chazal bring a whole list of drushas until the Gemara, I think at the end, the Gemara says, you know, the Gemara decides which drusha is the best type of a drusha. It's an entire sugya in Menachos Samech Vav. And clearly there, we see that the Tztukim were arguing, and for this reason perhaps, in fact, Chazal felt the need to bring many, many drushas. But the very fact that there are so many drushas leads me to assume, and this is the hypothesis or assumption I'm going to be making, that there seems to have been an overarching reason, besides the drushas. I mean, of course, these are drushas of Chazal, but there seems to be an overarching understanding or reason, right, why in fact, actually, Chazal understood fundamentally the Chumash. And I'm speaking about the Pshat of the Chumash. No, Pshat Lechud and Drash Lechud. Why the Pshat in the Chumash clearly suggests that the Korban Pesach has to be brought not from Tzoyin and not from Baka. Just like how I understand Mimochas HaShabbos, that there must have been something fundamental in the text of the Chumash, in the Pshat of the Chumash, or how Chazal understood the text of the Chumash, why that the Shabbos mentioned in Parshas Emor has to be referring to the first day of Pesach and not to Shabbos Bereishis. Now, Baruch Hashem, we have the Ramban al HaChumash. So, the Ramban al HaChumash, in this Pasuk, where the Ramban speaks about this issue. He speaks about a Derech Agav. I want to read the Ramban once again. It says in this word once again. We're in Devarim, Parshas Re'eh. That's Perek Tezayin. Shamoes Pasuk Aleph. Shamoes Chodesh Ha'Aviv. Arsisa Pesach LaHashem Elokecha. Ki Bechodesh Ha'Aviv Yitziyach Hashem Elokecha Minitzrayim Loila. Okay, and here that's the first pasuk. Then pasuk beis. This is the pasuk that we're focusing on. V'zovachta Pesach LaHashem Elokecha Tzoy Nuvoka. B'mokem Hashivcha Hashem L'shakin Shmo Yishon. Okay, let me read from the Ramban. Says Ramban, v'tam, v'zavachta pesach l'Hashem elokecha tzoy nuvoka. Tam means I'm going to teach you how to learn the pasuk, says the Ramban. Al derech ha-pshat, k'mo shor seh k'sofen, right? Reuven, Shimon, v'levi. Right? Okay? V'omar, v'zavachta pesach l'Hashem elokecha, v'tzoy nuvoka. No, this is this thing. V'zavata pesach l'amishol l'kercha, v'tzoyin v'boker. And also tzoyin and boker. L'chach l'omar v'zavata pesach l'ashem l'kercha, min ha-tzoyin u'min ha-boker. The Rambam makes a diyuk. It says, v'zavata pesach l'ashem l'kercha, tzoyin u'boker. If the Torah was coming to tell me from which we take the supposed to take the common pesach, it should have said, min ha-tzoyin u'min ha-boker. Ashayyem ha-bachol mokoyim, which is said in every place. Min ha-bokul min ha-tzoyin, takriv es korban. I mean, because he brings rayas, min ha-tzoyin korban, min ha-bokul makriv, he brings rayas. Ava yitzava bekan be-pesach, v'hu ha-seh, shiyizkir kavar. So, says the Torah, ava yitzava bekan be-pesach, the Torah will command the Pesach, v'hu ha-seh, shiyizkir kavar. That's the seh that's already been mentioned. And then it says, "V'tzoynu boker elim v'izim u'bnei boker l'chur ha-chagiga b'yem hazeh." Now, the Ramban is actually making an interesting diuk. I mean, the Ramban is coming to tell us that v'zavachta pesach l'Hashem elokecha, but then it says, "Was it v'tzoynu boker?" But the Ramban says, "V'zavachta pesach l'Hashem." The Pesach, right, is referring to something previous in the Chumash. V'zavachta Pesach. In other words, it doesn't tell me what the Korban Pesach is. V'zavachta Pesach implies the Pesach that I've already spoken about. That's what Ramban is saying. Now, what's interesting is that in Shmois, when the Torah speaks about the Korban Pesach, right? So, beginning in Perek Yud Beis, and the Torah spelled that we have the first siva of the Korban Pesach, right? So there, the Torah says, V'koch ha-toich lu ha-soy, masnechem chal-gurim, na'alechem, raglechem, ma'kelchem, b'yechem, you should eat it, right? Right, and you have to have your staffs and your shoes on. V'achalta mozeh b'chipozen, Pesach hu la'ashem. The other Torah says, this is the Pesach, la'ashem. That's in Shmois, in Perek Yud Beis, in the first parasha. And also too, in the next parasha, which follows right after that, there's a parasha psucha, follows right after that, beginning with, once again, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Chafalav, Vayikra Moshe L'chozik Ne'Yisrael V'yem Aleihem. And there it says, V'yamartem Zevach Pesach Hu. was the Torah saying, this is the Pesach, this is the Korban Pesach. In other words, the Hei Yidia. This is the Korban Pesach. So, in Devarim, it says, V'zavachta, Pesach la'Hashem. What's the Pesach? So clearly, the Torah, the Chumash, is referring to the Pesach that was previously mentioned, that was defined as being the Pesach, the Korban Pesach by Hayyadiyah. In other words, Devarim is clearly referring to Shmois. That's, in my opinion, the Pshat of the Ramban. It's my Pshat of the Ramban. That's the Pshat of the Ramban. So, Devarim is coming a little bit, Ramban is saying explicitly, as a Perush, as a commentary, right, on Shmois.
This is not in Divrei Chazal anyway.
No. No, the Ramban says I'll be Pshat.
Wait a minute, why isn't Shmos a Perush on?
What?
It sounds more like Shmos is a Perush on
Dvarim. No. No. You're operating like mathematics. It's different. I've already told you what the Korban Pesach is in Shmos. This is the Korban Pesach. And now it says Dvarim, when you come to the base of Mikdash, you'll sacrifice, you'll bring the Pesach. What is the Pesach? And I spoke to you about it in Shmos. That's what we're referring to. Okay? So like this. So, I want to claim that Chazal understood clearly in the Chumash that Devarim, like as we spoke about, I think in the fifth lecture, as the Ramban learns, that Devarim in fact actually is a Perush on Shmois, just as the Gemara is a Perush on the Mishnah.
Do we have
a Drasha? What?
It's not Chazal. That's Ramban saying, learning like this.
The Ramban is saying this is the Pshat.
It's not Chazal saying this. We haven't yet found Chazal saying the
Dvarim. No. Well, Chazal, actually, Chazal spoke to the Mishnah
Torah. So far in the Shia today, you said Ramban says that Dvarim is a Perush on Shmos.
Yeah, Ramban says that in Dvarim. Yeah, well, Ramban understands that that's what Chazal means by saying the Mishnah Torah. Or Chazal said the, for example, no, we see that, we spoke about it. For example, we brought the Gemara Hani Nashim Hoyel VeIta. The Gemara says a Chafah with Beis and Brachas Hani Nashim Hoyel VeIta B'Shmir Ita B'Schira. So the Ramban understood that basically that Shoma Yom Shabbos Lekotcha is a Perush is coming to tell me what Schira is. In other words, Chazal clearly understood the way Chazal operated with the assumption that the Vom is coming to say Pshat to tell me the Pshat in Shmois. That was the Shia.
But it's odd that here, nowhere does Chazal give...
No, here, no. Here, that's a Ramban, and Tribus is taking on the Ramban, yeah.
The Ramban is Pashup Chat, like the Ramban.
Okay, fine. Okay, so like this. Now, I want to say is that maybe this is a little bit... We can understand the Gemara in Menachos in Samech Vav. It says, Mimochas HaShabbos. What's Mimochas HaShabbos? I mean, Shabbos we know. Shabbos Ula Hashem. What's HaShabbos? HaShabbos is Shabbos I've been speaking about. Which Shabbos I've been speaking about in this parasha? Clearly it's what? It's Pesach. In other words, the underlying understanding of Chazal was that when the Torah said, was Avachta Pesach, right? Was referring to a Pesach somewhere else. Now, where somewhere else? Well, where does the Torah say this is the Pesach? The Torah says that in Shmois. In Shmois, clearly the Torah says it's supposed to be Tzlin, there's an Israel bringing in Mevushal. So clearly, the Pesach in Devarim is a Perush on Shmois. And I want to claim that's Mimochas HaShabbos. What's HaShabbos? The Shabbos I've been speaking about, not Stab Shabbos. When there is a Shabbos, Beit HaZikaron says Stab Shabbos. Shabbos will like, right? What's HaShabbos? The Shabbos I've been speaking, a specific Shabbos I've been speaking about. What Shabbos is that? That can't be Stab Shabbos Blazers. In that parasha, in Emor, it's referring to what? It's referring to Pesach. Look at the Meshech Chochmah speaks about why Taka Pesach is called Shabbos. But then the important thing is, that's where Chazal, I use a Shiva's expression, that's where Chazal are coming from. But Chazal are not going to say this explicitly. Chazal are going to bring drashas. So just like in Menachos, Chazal bring all different types of drashas. But the underlying is really they understood that Teresh Versav is a type of a Teresh Bialpeh. So here too, in the Mechilta, even though Chazal are giving a Darsheni, in other words, a Ribui of drashas, but the basic understanding, what the underlying understanding of Chazal, which forces me to understand that the Pesach can only come from Tzoyin and not from Baka, is the way we've spoken above. Now, what's interesting is that if this is true, why didn't Chazal say it? Why being drashas? So to that I want to give two answers. First answer is, I want to answer based upon what the Rambam says in the Hakdamah to the Perush of Mishnayos. The Rambam says, for example, it says in the Torah, Pri Eitz Hadar. Kachta B'Yemerisha, Pri Eitz Hadar, Kapis Tumorim. Pri Eitz Hadar, says the Rambam, is an Esrog. And that's clearly Minat Perushim HaMukubalim. Says the Rambam, no one in the history of Judaism, since Matan Torah, has ever argued that a Pri Eitz Hadar is not an Esrog. So if that's true, what's the Gemara doing in Sukkos? Maseches Sukkos, the third parak, bring all different types of drushes. Why is Pri Eitz referred to Esrog? So the Rambam says that Chazal wanted to show it how it actually is mashra, how it comes from the actual lashon of the Chumash itself. But for sure, this was a Kabbalah, says the Rambam. I want to say, in a very parallel fashion, the same thing here too. In other words, for sure Chazal, when they read the Chumash, they understood that the verb was a perish on Shemois. The purpose of the drushes, of the Mechilta, is to show how, in fact, actually, I can derive that Abidelech HaDruf. You know what's through the Yudgim HaMidas? Shall I tell you the drushes by him? That's what I want to claim what Chazal are doing. Why is that true? Okay, that's another issue, but then that's clear what's going on. Now, you could be a second thing too is that you ask me where the Chazal say it's a Gemara. They don't say it anywhere, but we see it's a working principle. Hananashim hoil b'shmira v'yisteil b'shmira yisteil b'shchira. In other words, it was a working principle of Chazal. You know what Chazal understood? A working principle is not meant explicit. Right, that's the way they work. That's the way they work. When a person makes a logical argument, it doesn't give you an introduction to the theory of logic. It just works logically, usually. Today, a little bit less so, but in any case, this was a working principle of Chazal. A working principle is not something that they had to make explicit. It's clearly a working principle. So I want to claim here it's a working principle. That's an important thing. Now, the fact is that what I'm saying here is actually more important, in my opinion, more important than just for what I'm saying. Because there's, as I said before, much ink has been spilt upon this issue. I'm not going to be malin now al Shulchan HaTorah, what people have said about this. Mm-hmm. Maybe another time.
When the camera's on.
Right. But in any case, we see clearly that Chazal understood fundamentally, and this is that not only, you know, in a conceptual sense, Lishma, but they worked with this assumption. Now, what's interesting is that I mentioned that there are other two places too in Shemais, where also the Korban Pesach is mentioned. One is in Parshas Mishpatim. Right? And there it says, Perachov Gimel Pasuk Yud Ches, I mentioned the Pasuk, Lo Yisizbach Al Chomiz Tam Zivchi, Velo Yolin Chelev Chagi Ad Boikel. What's Chelev Chagi? What's that referring to? And, in addition, at the end of Pasuk, what? No, it's referring to the Korban Pesach. Right? And, right. And, in addition, it says, in Perek Lamed Dalet, Pasuk Chafei, this is in Pashas Kisisa, right? Lo yisishchat al chomit tam zivchi, v'lo yolin laboyke zeva chag ha-posach. Okay? Now, in Pasuk Chafei, clearly the Torah is referring to the Korban Pesach, right? Lo sishkan al chomet dam zivchi, right? V'lo yon laboyka zivchak ha-pasach. And also pasach yet, lo sizbach al chomet dam zivchi, v'lo yon in chelel chag yad boyka. Now, I mean, what's chelel chagi? What's dam zivchi? Now, we have the same issue in Parak Lamed Dalet. Lo sishka lachom es dam zivchi, lo yolin laboyka zivchak ha-pasach. We'll discuss this in detail. Maybe in the next year. But here we have also an example. What's dam zivchi? Dam zivchi is referred to a zivchi I already spoke about. Also too, dam zivchi, yolin chelav chagi. Clearly in Shmoyis, in Mishpatim, the Torah is referring to a chag that already spoke about. What chag is that? That chag is clearly chag of Pesach. Ah, the pasuk divided into two parts. We'll speak about that in Yitzhak Hashem. Because there are many interesting dinim we see in Chazal, which actually have their root in the structure of the Pesukim. But interesting, we see that even in Shmoyis, in Mishpatim, we have a reference to a chag, dam zivchi, right? Okay. That, in fact, clearly, the Torah must have spoken about, for this to make sense, it's referring to something the Torah has already spoken about. And what is that? Pashas, that's the Korban Pesach. Zeva Pesachu, Pesachu. The Pesach is spoken about in Shmoyis. And it's very, very important. Because we see that, maybe we can understand that actually, Shmoyis too is acting a little bit as a perush, or what was said in right by Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is very, very important, which we'll speak about in Mirtz Hashem in another shir, because this is actually much more of a complicated issue. In any case, we're going to conclude over here that we see clearly that the background to the drashas of Chazal, we didn't even go into detailed drashas of Chazal, maybe we'll speak about that another time too. The back of the Doshas of Chazal was a working principle that the Torah Shebaksav is structured in the same way as the Torah Shebaper, which is what we're referring to as the oral tradition of the written law. In any case, from an undisclosed place in Yerushalayim Bir HaKodesh, until next week, Kol Tov.